50 years ago. Wilkie Minor Hockey Award recipients included Bruce Keller, Most Valuable Pee Wee Player, Richard Sander, Most Popular Bantam, Harvey Carberry, Most Improved Pee Wee, and Dwayne Pernitsky, Most Valuable Tom Thumb Player. Saskatchewan Wheat Pool was planning a major repair and building program at the Unity Pool, a elevator which included demolition of the 30,000 bushel temporary annex and construction of a new 100,000 bushel permanent annex. The new officers of the Wilkie CWL were Mrs. Theo Keller, President, Mrs. Frances Weber, Secretary, Mrs. Rose Mary Smith, Treasurer, and Mrs. Rose Ziegler, First Vice President. Beaver Lumber in Unity was advertising a special on fir plywood, $6.50 for a quarter-inch sheet, $10.88 for half-inch and $13.79 for three-quarter-inch. 20 years ago, changes had to be made to the Prairie Springs Mineral Spa prospectus before construction of the spa could begin, which made shareholders a bit anxious but still supportive of the project. $2.5 million had been raised in Wilkie and area for the $15 million project. Amanda Blackstock, who was named Most Outstanding Performer, and Erica Sorensen were recommended to provincials from the Unity Musical Festival. Lynn Walls was named Lucilin's Woman of the Year at a Ladies' Night Out event hosted by the Lucilin Canettes. The Midwest Female Lasers, coached by Dale Robertson, assisted by Angus Phillips, ended their season by clinching the Female Midge a provincial title. Hunts Klein was their trainer. The Lucilin Lords, who had won the 1A Boys Hoopla Championship, were now also presented with the SHSAA, Dairy Producers Sportsmanship Award.